definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fortuna's neighboring islands boast stunning beaches where you can doze in unspoilt sunlight or drink cocktails under the broad shade of our elegant trees. On one of the Philidor's famed island-hopping trips, our intrepid vacationers are bristling with excitement at the opportunity to unwind on the sand and hunt for a rare and priceless amphibian. See them work together to ensure a fun and fruitful expedition. Tracking! Foraging! Pax Fortuna! Sail, part 3.
I share the captain's enthusiasm for turtles, so I would like to journey with him and hear what he has to say.
Go with the captain, are we, sir? You don't want to go home with Mr. Grubbins?
Chubbins, I mean. Chubbins. I don't know, Tony, if there's something to be learned about the turtles, I suppose might as well get an education out of this trip.
Yeah, right, you are. Yeah, no, thirst of knowledge and all that. Yeah, we can go with the captain, that's fine. I mean, yeah, it's fine, yeah.
If you'd like to come with me, then you're more than welcome.
Well, yeah, I'm here to serve, you know, so I'm making sure you're having a special day, you know, on turtle adventure.
Okay, then, Tony, let's go with captain. Let's see what he has to say.
Okay, in that boat, Leon, the cook's assistant, gets in as well. The young couple that you saw on the deck earlier, they're in. And PM17 as well, he's there, right?
Yeah, he's just probably sat behind me a bit, yeah.
So along with the captain, that is all the seats full.
I was already planning on, I was going to get in the other boat because I am not into the enthusiasm of the turtles. I want some peace and quiet.
I think I wanted to check in with Abstinence as well. I feel like I could probably tell that you're not doing so well. Can I also sit in the middle of the boat? Because I feel like if I'm not dead center.
Yeah. I mean, as you get in, the young lady that was poking at your visor last night is a little bit fearful. You can see her eyes. She's panicking a little as you get in and the boat rocks very steeply. You're sitting, there are benches here that run across from left to right of the boat. So you're sitting dead center.
Mm.
Okay, with you guys and Grode, then is also the man and his boy.
This boat is filled with your biggest fans.
Yeah. Our boats are lowered into the water. The first boat with Grode and Sir Victor sits noticeably lower in the water due to the weight. And Grode kind of sighs and clutches at the oars, ready to push off. On the second rowboat, Leon, the cook's assistant, takes the oars and starts rowing slowly towards the island.
Are the couple being overly amorous still?
They are.
I like to frown and tut to myself.
Okay, they do not notice at all.
I'm not surprised.
So, what do you think about pirates, sir? You ever come across many pirates in your time?
I've read about them.
Oh yeah, do you think they're to be trusted? If you're know what I mean?
Are you trying to keep this conversation quiet at all? Or
I'm like keeping it quiet.
I don't know. I sort of feel like the clue is in the fact they're pirates. They shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I suppose I feel like we need to keep an eye on Mr. Mr. Chubbins, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, what's he said?
I don't know. I'm just not sure he's cracking out to be. That's not really a thing.
It's a fantasy world. So
yeah. He's not really cracking out like I thought he was. If you know what I mean,
I'm
seeing some odd things around the ship. That's all. You know.
Okay. Is there something we should alert the captain about? Should we let him know?
I don't think we need to talk to him. You know, he's a few. I don't want to speak bad of authority, you know, but I think something's up with him as well. It's not saying he's a pirate, sir, but I think we need to keep an eye on all of them, if you know what I mean.
Okay, well, he's treated me very well so far, but I'll
yeah, he's a nice guy, you know. I mean, he still owes me 20 florins, but I'll let that slide. I don't know. We should just keep our wits about us. Okay. I think.
Thank you,
Captain.
Tony
is right up the front of a rowboat, pretty much running on the spot in excitement to get to the island.
Tell you what, Tony, I'll give me a minute. And I want to call up to the captain and kind of just like see what he's so excited about.
And he turns around, he grabs you by the shoulder and says, "Occasion turtles, have you ever heard of them?"
I can't say that I have. What are occasion
turtles?
You're
in for a treat if we can find them. Very rare type of turtle. I come looking for them every time I'm here.
Is he still wearing his big triangular hat?
Absolutely he is. You've never seen him take that off.
So what's so special about them? Are they tasty? Are they?
Oh, they say that it tastes like ambrosia.
Really?
Which is very tasty, apparently. Well, I haven't tasted that either, but that is supposedly very tasty.
Well, my interest has peaked.
They're a very special turtle, very rare, hard to find, you know.
And is this the time of year for them? Do we expect to find any? Or just
they're here throughout the year. This is where they come to lay eggs. So we're told they go back out to sea once the eggs hatch.
And do you intend to bring a load back on these two rowboats, or
if we can manage to get some eggs? That's why we're here. Very sought after, these eggs, you know.
Okay.
Quite a lot of money.
Fascinating.
Yes, to the right people, of course.
Would I know whether this is legal?
Roll a knowledge check.
19.
It's not illegal.
Okay, sort of maybe outside of like jurisdiction or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's outside of Fortuna, but the sorts of things that the eggs are used for, like this kind of thing, usually is for illegal activities.
Okay.
The eggs themselves are not, wouldn't be illegal.
Well, I look forward to hopefully we find some turtles.
Indeed. And you will help me, won't you?
I will. I mean, it's a holiday, I suppose.
Absolutely. So. Part of the adventure. You hear Grode, who's rowing, "Fucking turtles." What's so special about turtles?
Occasion turtles. So you could almost say it's a special occasion.
What kind of turtles?
Sorry, forget I said anything. It's still a very...
How do you know so much about turtles?
You have to know all sorts of things, you know, when you're a knight. Listen, I'm very good with animals.
Well, a ship's no place for an animal anyway.
No, I agree with you, yes, but... You know, we're not on the ship anymore. We're going to see them in their natural habitat.
He sighs and says, "Yes, I suppose we are, whether I like it or not." The little kid is looking over at you. Mm-hmm. Still, he hasn't really taken his eyes off of you.
Lady de Montfort, was that... You seem somewhat out of sorts.
Oh, God, I just hate the sunshine. I hate it so much.
Yes, the outdoors is no place for a woman.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm more of a night owl, really. And I get some sun cream out of my pocket and start smothering it onto my face.
Okay. This is medieval sun cream, not modern sun cream.
It's a home remedy. I've sort of like made it myself.
I have you. Out of what?
Some kind of vegetable root and...
like a radish or something.
Yeah. Like radish paste. I don't know.
Good. Yes. All right.
I'm sure that rubs right into the skin. Yeah.
Covered in bits of radish.
So you seem to be of a slightly, you know, better class than some of those others we met yesterday. Who is the king now?
I don't know how to tell you this, Sir Victor. There is no king.
So who's the queen?
There's no queen. There's no monarchy at all.
Okay.
We have a syndic.
I heard that word yesterday. What does that actually mean?
I don't know, really. I don't really get involved with all this politics.
Oh, good for you. Good for you, yes. It sounds like a terrible business anyway. I wouldn't want to have anything to do with it.
Mm.
Do you know what happened to the last monarchy? They weren't executed or anything, were they?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I wouldn't imagine so. No, I'm sure they all died so very amicably.
Their descendants might still be out there.
Yes, perhaps.
So we could still restore the monarchy. Oh.
So meanwhile, on the other boat, I'm just going to be gushing to Tony about how amazing Lord Sibelius is and how much I love the Syndic. Tony, I see you as a lad who, you know, wants to make something of himself in the world. And...
Oh, you're very much so, sir. Yes, you can say that.
You know, I see myself in you almost, you know, a bit of a spring in the step, maybe the one step you have.
It's very spring. Don't underestimate the legs, sir. It's very, it works very well.
If you start yourself in the bottom, you can work your way up through this bureaucracy very quickly. You know,
really?
Yeah, I find myself now working in Ab Human Resources and I couldn't be happier. You know, myself and PM17 here, got a very comfortable job, lots of benefits.
What do you mean, Ab Human?
Well, you see, as I sort of, I believe it was sort of covered briefly yesterday, but I specialize in magic that can reanimate the deceased, as it were. So, of course, they are no longer classes, human entities themselves, whatever they were during their life. Is no longer the case. Obviously, they are now purely muscle and flesh for the government's use, as it were. So I guess we class them as abhumans.
You dabble much in ghosts, spirits?
You know, I don't think it's ever come up.
What do you make of Sir Victor?
I don't know what I make of Sir Victor. Can I make a...
You've got Arcana, right?
Yes.
So you can make a check at advantage, please.
8.
So you will have heard of ghosts. They are quite rare and it's quite difficult to get a ghost.
Okay.
It doesn't happen by accident. You'll know that you need a soul catcher gem to take the spirit when the body is dead. That's as much as you know.
So with Sir Victor, I don't really know what to make of it. I mean, if anything, it sounds like a lot of paperwork. You know, thankfully I'm off the clock, but otherwise I'd have to report this and call in the superior because, you know, I deal with the animation of corpses per se, but if there is no corpse to animate, then I suppose my skills very quickly end there.
Best to keep it on more like a holiday, though, like say.
Exactly, yeah. I'm on mandatory leave. I might as well act that way, I suppose.
So this PM...
PM 17.
17, yeah. Is it? Yeah, I thought it was.
So he's the... as the name suggests, he's the 17th of the post-mortem...
So what did what did he do, if you don't mind me asking, sir?
His family couldn't afford to pay his death duties, and so to... offset the costs, they gave us permission to use his body as we see fit.
Cool, it's a funny old world, isn't it? Can I be kind of scanning the horizon of just while we're chatting?
Absolutely, like, yeah. You are almost at the island now. Are you looking for anything particularly? I mean, you see a rolling beach. I guess I'm golden
feeling,
sand.
I'm very interested in what Alfonso's got to say, but I'm a little bit feeling like something could go down, and I've heard of this kind of turtle business seems a bit fishy, if you ask me. So yeah. I'm just looking out for if there's any people or any kind of like objects of note on the like horizon.
On the beach, there are no real objects of note. Nothing that you can see from here. You see a line of trees just beyond the beach, and it's fairly featureless from this distance.
Doesn't look like there's many turtles over there, does there?
yeah, Captain, what's where on the island are the turtles? It doesn't seem to be much occurring on the beach.
Well, if they're anywhere, they will be on the beach.
Okay, maybe the other side of the island, perhaps?
Maybe. I mean, it wouldn't take long to walk around. It's a small island.
Okay.
But they have only been attested here and nowhere else.
Keep an eye out, if you know what I mean, yeah?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
Wink back.
I'm sure you do, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wink.
The other boat gets to the beach first, and Grode stows the oars underneath the benches. And as you disembark, the father of a young boy comes up to you, Sir Victor, and says, "Now look.
I'm looking.
I know we had that altercation yesterday, but I didn't realize that you were a knight. Obviously, I won't hold it against you. So we'll say no more about it."
Well, that's very good of you. Thank you. Just make sure he doesn't look at me strange again.
Very, very good. Very good. They trundle off, him and the boy. And the second boat reaches the island as well with the captain and Alfonso and Tony. The captain pretty much leaps off of the boat and starts scouring the beach for any signs. He says, "You're all free to walk around as you please. Of course, I do enjoy the island. It's very pleasant and very placid. But anyone who maybe wants a cut of a little more adventure, start searching for turtles.
Share a glance with Tony.
Yeah, why not? There's nothing else to do here, no, by the looks not, of it.
Start scouring the beach in the direction of the captain. Should we go, or do we go a different way? And
I think we should stick close to the captain. I guess I'm cursing a bit with the sand on my crutches. It's not ideal.
Yeah, it's quite difficult. Your crutches do stick in the sand quite a bit, especially out here where it's wet.
I'm just blundering on. I kind of try not to make a thing of it.
The young couple go and walk towards the forest, and you can see the man and his son, Manny, strolling along the beach, and Grode is there just kicking pebbles.
I'm going to march up to the trees then and sort of explore the island.
Okay.
I want to go to the shade.
I guess I start in the vicinity of the captain, start like digging around with my crutches in the sand, looking for any signs of turtles.
Any signs in particular that you're looking for? Or?
I guess I'm imagining like eggs or maybe like
flipper marks or something. Yeah,
like footprints.
What are you pulling in there?
Okay. Are you just poking with your...
I guess I'm kind of half... doing that and half keeping an eye on the captain, kind of watching what he's doing, seeing how he's looking for the,
yeah, looking good idea.
For the turtles.
Okay, and Victor, you're in this wet sand, you're pretty much sinking in very slowly. Yeah.
I think I might follow Abstinence again and into the woods. Might be slightly better terrain there to not get full of sand. And also, you know, somebody's got to protect you out here by yourself. You know? Who knows what could be living in these trees? I'm good with animals. And I've got a massive sword.
You trudge over to the trees and you see the young couple sitting under one of them, canoodling now, just oblivious to the world. Tony and Alfonso, you're following the captain.
Yeah, are there other crew members helping the captain search, or are they very much all leaving him to it?
Leon, the assistant to the cook, is by the boats to make sure they don't, you know, go anywhere. Mm-hmm. He's got them by a rope and is looking to tether them to a tree. He's the only other crew member. What's PM17 doing?
I'd probably have him walk probably like 10 paces behind or something.
Okay. If you're scouring the ground, could Alfonso and Tony make a perception check?
3, 15.
Tony, you see nothing but sand. It seems just an ordinary beach. You can't tell what's so special about this one.
Yeah, blooming turtles, load of nonsense, isn't it? Yeah.
Whereas, Alfonso, you see something. You're not sure what it is. It's slightly in the distance. You see a clump of something different about the sand. It has like a bluish tinge to it.
Yeah, tell me about it, Tony. There's nothing here. Wait a minute. Just a minute, and then I scurry on up.
Captain Crane sees you scurrying, and he's like, what is it? What is it? Did you find something?
I don't know what I found yet, Captain.
He comes running up to see where you are, and as you look at the ground, you see something blue, more transparent than opaque, blue and roundish.
How big is it?
2 feet long, 1.5 feet wide.
So it's like a big blue, sort of semi-transparent lump.
Yeah, and it moves slightly.
Tony, come here.
Oh, yeah, what is it? Oh, well, crikey, Governor, what's that?
Do you want to... do you want to give it a poke with your stick?
No problem. Stand aside.
You poke it with a stick and it's hard. It's like a hard shell on the outside. And the captain yelps as he sees it and says, "You found it! You found something! Is this the turtle?" He like starts like peering, like nose right up to it.
Should you be that close, Captain? Is it safe?
Oh, I have no doubt it's safe. He picks it up in both hands. It is a turtle, but not like anything you've seen.
Okay.
It's almost transparent and blue tinged.
So this is an occasion turtle, is it?
This is indeed an occasion turtle. He hands it to you.
I buckle under the weight of it. I'm so
incredibly
weak.
It's pretty heavy.
PM17, take this.
He puts his arms out.
I would like to give the turtle to it to hold.
Well, he's holding the turtle now.
What's so good about these turtles then, Captain?
The good thing is the eggs are worth quite a lot of money.
Where'd you get the eggs from?
We have to...
Well, Tony, when the mother turtle and the daddy turtle love each other very much.
I mean, I know about all that stuff. So, yeah, that's not that's not what I meant. I mean, I don't know how turtles work, you know? I know what eggs are.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, didn't. What were you saying, Captain? I thought you were going to tell us how these eggs work.
Yeah, is there.
Well,
any...
it's quite so. When a mother turtle loves a father turtle, they produce eggs and then they lay them on the beach.
What do you want eggs for, you know? That's what I can't work out.
Well. I may or may not have found someone in the market for eggs.
Oh, I see. A little bit of a deal, is it?
Just, in passing, it's all part of the cruise as well.
Oh, yeah. Not
many cruises would take you to see occasion turtles.
Okay, PM17, if you could take the turtle to the water.
PM17 trudges into the surf.
Not too deep.
And he keeps going.
PM17 stops.
Into the water. He stops where he is.
Put the turtle down.
He drops the turtle straight. You can, not really, but a little bit here, a splash.
Okay, and I'll instruct PM17 to come back. Make sure he's not like too wet, because I imagine the salt water's not too good on dying flesh.
I mean, what's he wearing?
He's wearing like some basic clothes. Kind of, he's dressed smartish.
Okay. The bottoms of his trousers are wet, but other than that,
he won't mind.
He doesn't seem to notice.
Are there eggs in the hole from where we found the turtle?
You just found the turtle walking.
Okay.
But you can, I guess, search from where it was walking from.
I'd like to do that. I'll have a look where the turtle is.
Please roll a perception check to see if you can tell where it is.
I'll let you do it.
15.
It doesn't really leave much in the way of tracks, despite being so heavy. It's kind of washed away by the tide, you assume. But if you follow back to where it came from, you do find a small hollow with a bunch of tiny, tiny translucent eggs. The captain pretty much scoops them into his pockets, as many as he can, and says, well done, both of you.
Is there any eggs left?
Yeah, you can take a couple.
I'm into making a few quid here and there, but blue turtle eggs? What's all that about? Yeah.
So whilst it's not strictly illegal, I think it's a bit untoward, it's a bit shady.
I agree with Alfonso, but I'd like to try and take an egg without him noticing and put it in my pocket.
You got deception, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, roll at advantage.
16.
Nice, yeah, you pocket just one? Just for one? You can probably fit a handful.
Yeah, a little handful. Maybe. Yeah, three or four? How big are they?
Like seven or eight?
Yeah, I'll go for it. I'll stick them in my just my outside pocket. Yeah, you got to respect the law, Governor, and I kind of wink and do a little, like, finger thing.
Make a perception check to see if you notice.
11.
11, you do not.
You know, Tony, you're an honest kid. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, I like to keep myself on the straight and narrow, you know, and be great to talk more about this job opportunities you were saying, if you...
you can make something yourself.
Oh, I would love to do that, so I would love that.
So, Captain, is this now that we found these, is this the end of our escapade to this island? Or?
End for me, certainly, unless you would like to take a walk on the beach. It's a very pleasant beach. Don't find this in Fortuna.
Suppose you don't. Is there anything to see on the island other than this?
I don't know. And I don't care. He walks away, basically, back to the rowboat. Very happy with himself. Absence and Sir Victor, you have reached the trees.
Like, oh, Sir Victor, I feel so much better. I just wilt in the sun. Sorry for my demeanor.
Don't apologize. No, I quite understand. I've been somewhat out of sorts recently as well.
How do you feel inside that? I mean, I was going to say you must be hot too inside there, but...
You know I'm not. I'm not hot.
What do you feel?
Not cold. I don't know. I don't really feel anything.
Do you feel hunger? Do you feel...
I don't think so, no. I want to eat, but I don't think I'm hungry. Watch this, actually. I found out something quite cool last night that I can do. Watch this. And the armor, I guess, just sort of crumples to the ground and the ghost, like, floats out through the trees.
Oh, my God. How did you do that?
I don't know. I sort of want to get back in the army, you know. I feel very naked like this, but it's...
You don't look naked.
I know. I just sort of look like a shimmery kind of cloud. Yes, wow. But...
Try and touch my hand.
Okay, and I just sort of phase through it.
Whoa.
How
I
did
can't
that
feel anything.
What did that feel? It didn't
no,
feel like
nothing.
Anything.
I couldn't feel anything.
Okay. Well, this could potentially be useful in my quest to restore the monarchy of Fortuna.
Look, I'm from the kingdom of Mottheim. I have a queen.
Oh, congratulations.
Just, you know, if
that's good. That's as it should be, yes.
Wanted to move to a different place, just saying.
Well, I don't know.
You have an allegiance to your king.
I do. I mean, the Fortuna that I have an allegiance to, I suppose, doesn't really exist anymore. And I go back into the suit of armor.
Could you both make perception checks at disadvantage, please?
14.
3.
Okay, you notice nothing but the rustling of the leaves, either of you.
So why did you leave Mottheim if it's so great?
Oh, it's just so... It's a beautiful land, but my family's just so boring. I was came looking for adventure, excitement, a bit of travel, you know.
Well, yes. You know, like I said, in my day, most ladies would never dream of traveling.
I feel like I can handle myself pretty well.
Well, if you ever need a massive sword, it's right here, just in case.
Maybe you'll let me borrow it one time.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Hell no.
As you're talking, you see young Manny come running through the woods towards where you are. And he trips over a root and falls flat on his face and starts to cry.
Oh, no. I go to pick him up.
He's struck himself like dead on the chin on another root. And he's crying.
Is he bleeding, or is just
he's just like he's pretty badly bruised now.
How old is Manny?
He is 6 years old.
Okay. I pick him up, like sort of plonk him on his feet, give him a dust down, and say, "Ah, you're all right. Yeah. Oh, you're all right, lad. You're fine."
Behind him, his dad walks up and sees you holding him with a welt on his face.
Oh, no.
And he says, "What has happened now?"
"It's not what it looks like. He fell over a root, okay?"
"Oh, he fell over a root."
"If you'd been taking better care of your
son..." "I forgave you once, you two."
"You
us two? What's she? Yeah, leave the lady out of this."
"Look, sir, your son was running through the woods in gay abandon and tripped over a root, and I was just dusting him off. He's okay. There's no harm done."
He turns to the kid Manny and says, "Is this true, Manny? Did you fall and fall over a root as this lady claims?" And Manny starts to cry even more. And he slowly nods his head.
"There you are. See, the boy confirms it."
And he says, "Manny, you don't have to lie for them."
"Back down, sir."
Well, he grabs his kid and wheels him away.
I wave my hand like, ugh.
Ugh, indeed. What is the world coming to?
These people.
This is what happens when you don't have a monarchy.
Even now, the Fortuna of ages past retains its allure for those used to the comforts of a rigid hierarchy. But that Fortuna is no more, defeated by some unknown cataclysm. In its stead is the paradise of commerce, where a man can be put to work even though he is dead, and there is a price for everything, including the seemingly useless eggs of a rare turtle. A paradise where anything can be bought, and that will last forever. See our heroes return to their luxury cruise, their heads held high, as the gods of fortune smile beneficently upon them. You've been listening to Hot Air and Point of Sale, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.